Welcome to the Shift series with me, Kemi Nekfapil. I am a credentialed executive and personal coach, international speaker, facilitator, and author. I work with female leaders and entrepreneurs from all over the world. And as a coach, it is my role to support my clients to move from where they are to where they want to be. The Shift series is my commitment to giving all women access to the power of coaching. There are no top tips, no formulas, no advice. What you will find here is a collection of condensed coaching sessions, interspersed with personal storytelling and real-life situations, to empower you to dig into your internal resources and take action to move you forward. Please note, as an ICF credentialed coach, I work under a strict confidentiality agreement. Any client stories have been modified to protect the client. So let's begin. Today's episode explores focus. We all need focus to get the most important things done in life. What I have found for myself and for my private clients is that it is worth taking the time to work out what is most important to focus on at any one time before we put our focus on becoming focused. Experiencing a sense of meaningful achievement through our productivity and knowing who we are and what is important is what can bring the ultimate sense of fulfillment. An example from my own life. My writing is very important to me. So I have had to make sure that I have put structures in place to make sure I can focus in this area of life, especially when I'm writing a book. Who do I need to communicate my focus with? When I am writing a book, it takes all of my attention. It means saying no to most social engagements. And everyone in my life knows that I will go underground so that I can put my focus on the most important thing at that time. I also make sure that I communicate with my family. Because obviously as a parent, I need to have my focus on my family, but that focus can change and it ebbs and flows depending on what is important to them and what they are focusing on and what is important to me and what I am focusing on. When I decided to focus on my writing many years ago, it meant I had to rearrange my day. That I put my focus on writing in the morning because I know that is when I do my best work. Even on some days when bed feels like it should be the focus, I always make sure that I get my writing done first. Because the longer we leave our most important focus, the less chance we have of getting it done. If you are someone who finds it hard to focus, it may be because you are not yet clear on what it is that you need to focus on right now. We can all be pulled in many different directions at once, and yet, if we want that sense of meaningful fulfillment, we have to decide what to focus on at any one given time. In some seasons of life, it feels like everything is important, but I have rarely found that to be true. And now it's over to you. What one project, if you bought 100% focus, would have the biggest impact in your life right now? What is the impact of you not having focus in that area? And what do you need to start or stop doing to bring the focus that you need? What one action can you take today that will cause you to shift forward? Not what one action might you do or try to do if you have the time. And by when will your action be completed? Remember, one action, one shift at a time. And in the words of Venus Williams, I don't focus on what I'm up against. I focus on my goals and I try and ignore the rest. If today's episode has given you the chance to see things differently, the opportunity to reflect or take action, please give a 5-star review on iTunes so the podcast is able to reach more women around the world. I have a question for you. What is your relationship to power? Power, a woman's guide to living and leading without apology, is my new book published with Penguin Random House and will be released into the world on March the 1st, 2022. Based on the 5 power principles of presence, ownership, wisdom, equality, and responsibility. Power blends inspiring stories with reflective coaching practices, providing the tools to navigate the challenges that impact who we are, from discrimination and burnout to trauma and self-doubt. Shift your thinking about what power is and who gets to have it, so that you can live and lead without apology. Pre-order your copy now from the places that you buy books. Here's to living and leading without apology.